How's it going? This is Greg from The Bouncing Souls, and you're listening to The Mabel Syndrome Podcast.
It sucks, I still think Mabel, she's the bomb.
Hey everyone, welcome to season 4, episode 2 of the Mabel Syndrome podcast. This is Kristen. I'm in the Boston area and my co-host Jessica's with me. Hi, Jess.
Hello.
And you are in the opposite continent. A different continent.
Oh my gosh, that like blooper part when that I just posted on our Instagram, when I did say that we were in different continents
And I was like, no, the same continent.
And then I called you by the wrong name.
Yeah. You're like, my co-host is Kristen. Hey, Krista. Like,
it's pretty much one of my most favorite bloopers. Like, way to start the podcast off strong.
Right. And that was before we edited or did anything. Yeah. And plus, it's just funny. It's just us.
It is us.
That's how we roll.
I'm on Vancouver Island, far west coast of Canada, very northern tip of Vancouver Island, sitting in my room with two sleeping dogs, two sleeping cats, and a sleeping baby across the hall. So, found time to record. Yay.
On your farm.
Yeah. I had to clean my chicken coop today. It was disgusting.
Ew.
Cleaning a chicken coop is not fun. Like, it's all like good and fine to post these cute chicken videos and stuff.
And,
like,
and get eggs. And all
get
that
eggs
stuff.
And all that stuff. But like really scraping chicken shit off of things and shoveling it out and not fun. No. I am going to have a really good compost come the spring though. So.
Oh, that's true. Bonus. Do you let them free range too?
I've only recently started to. So they have their coop and they have their run and it's all like netted and fenced in for predators. And then I've just recently started letting them out, but I only let them out and I supervise them. I'm scared to let them out and just leave them.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to come out to, I really have this fear of cleaning up dead chickens. So.
Oh. And people do that though. I don't understand. Like, so are the chickens just know where they live and they always stick right close by?
I think so. They pretty much like to be where they're going to get fed. Like they're food crazy.
That makes sense.
So, okay. But like the other day, cause they know that I always have food. And so I don't even have like compost all my scraps in my house anymore. This is like the most boring podcast for people to listen to, but I love my chickens, but I give them all my food scraps from the house. And so they know when I'm coming that there's food. So when I was outside the other day letting them free range around the property, they automatically assume I have food. And so they follow me everywhere I go on the property. So I started running. So they started running.
That's cute.
And if you've ever seen chickens running, it's fucking hilarious. And then, I mean, granted, me.
You running too. Running and too. Then following you. Yeah.
Probably would have been a fun little spectator thing to see, but I'm all alone, so nobody saw.
Yeah.
But yes, I let them free range under supervision because I don't want them to get killed by a cougar or a raccoon or a dog.
Yeah, you have
or,
all that stuff around there, so you got to be careful.
Yeah. So
crazy.
Yeah. That's my day.
That sounds very exciting. So tomorrow is Thanksgiving here.
Oh, for you guys. Right. We already had ours. Again, I don't understand why that works that way.
Like, I don't know either.
Like, you know why you guys have Thanksgiving.
Yeah, do you know why you guys do?
No fucking clue.
Like, what your day celebrates?
I have no idea. Like, I just know that it's for food, for family,
for giving thanks.
What? I'm Googling it right now. Why do Canadians sell? Oh, it came up, like, as the number one search.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, okay. The Governor General of Canada. It only started in 1957?
Oh my gosh.
What? The Governor General of Canada issued a proclamation stating that a day of general thanksgiving to Almighty God for the bountiful harvest. So ours has to do only based on harvest.
Oh, okay.
We're thankful for the harvest.
And it's also a really big deal around here too. Like if you're going to see family or not, and then people are getting mad at other people for seeing family. Mm-hmm. And oh my, I have some friends that kind of gotten a little tiffed about it. Like it's just, there's a lot of layers to it.
Yeah. And
COVID is really bad here. I think it's getting bad where you are, but not nearly as bad as we have it.
Yeah, our numbers aren't nearly as bad, but like we have been so good for the last 6 months. And like, but our numbers generally like are 150 cases for our whole province, 150 cases a day, 80 cases a day, stuff like that. And just this week, we're at like 2,000 cases a day. And like, as far as I know, there's only been a couple cases up where I live, like literally a couple individual cases, but it's also something that's not shared. So it's very secretive. Like things, they don't talk about it. They don't release information when there's a case in a specific town.
Right.
So
is it kind of like people would look down on it or something?
There's
or?
A lot of privacy issues based around it.
Okay.
Like with the medical side of things.
Sure, sure.
I feel like if I got it, I feel like you would have to tell people because
definitely.
I feel like if there was more cases talked about and announced in specific locations, people would take it seriously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we feel like this false sense of security because of how isolated we are. And because the government won't release the information if we do have COVID cases, I think if they did, people would be like, fuck. And they'd, you know, be on top of shit more.
Right.
That's just
ran into the issue where someone on my street has it and they didn't notify everybody. And I really feel like they should have.
Yeah.
Because they have kids and my kids don't play with their kids usually, but sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like it would have been the nice kind of neighborly thing to do to reach out and say, hey, by the way, it's in our household. And I had to hear it kind of secondhand from a bunch of different people told me. But it definitely is this hush-hush, like, did you hear this family has it?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So we've covered the bad part of Thanksgiving, of COVID.
Yeah.
And a chicken coop. Okay.
What else is shitty going on?
What else shitty is happening in life right now?
Speaking of COVID, I wanted to ask you if you've seen Amy Gaba's video for FU COVID.
I haven't seen it. I've seen it out there, but I haven't actually got the chance to watch it yet. Tell
you
me.
Have to watch it. Well, first of all, I'm in it.
Are you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You should tell me that. Then I'll watch it for sure because I would like to see your face.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a little – I mean, it's one of those videos where they have – where she has everyone kind of lip syncing, you know? And so I have a couple little parts that I'm in it. But it's just such a catchy song. It's a really, really fun song. So people that haven't listened to that, it's called FU COVID, and she has a song out called FU Cupid.
Okay.
And then she just kind of switched the lyrics around, and this is about FU COVID and people need to wash their hands and people are being stupid and you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's super catchy.
Okay.
I have it in my head all the time.
Do you? Oh, I'm gonna listen to it today when we sign off. I'm gonna listen to
Good.
It today.
Yeah, it's a fun one. It's one you can even play it around the house because it just says FU. I don't know.
That's okay.
I don't know if you would play that.
I would play that. Don't worry about
it.
Yeah, my yesterday Marlo was walking around the house. That's the first time I did that. Walking around
Your
her
daughter.
House. Yeah, my daughter. She was walking around the house with her wireless headphones in, but she was talking to like her friends on her iPad. And I didn't know, and I swore, and she was like, "Don't swear when I'm on a phone call." And I was like, "Don't walk out here." On a phone call.
Don't walk where I'm swearing.
Yeah, that's basically what it came down to is don't walk where I'm swearing. Thank you.
Right. That's awesome.
I had a face-to-face dream last night.
Ooh, what was that?
I always have them. And I usually wake up feeling like full-on FOMO for like missing out kind of thing.
So they're good. They're good.
They're good dreams.
Okay.
But the dream last night was so funny. They came to my town. To play a show and it was really like exciting and I got to see everybody and we were hanging out and then they put a mattress down on the stage so I could lay down and watch the show.
Oh my God, that's
so
funny.
For the whole show I laid on a mattress on stage watching the show and then Danny broke his foot playing the drums too hard.
Oh no
that was the dream.
That was the whole dream?
That was the whole dream.
You know, I don't have punk rock dreams. Well, I guess I have a recurring character that shows up in my dreams. I have Fat Mike shows up in my dreams.
Really? And that's weird.
A lot. And he's always, it's always where I'm going to a show and he's just there.
Huh.
And I'm trying to show, I'm trying to like play it cool, but I'm like also telling everyone like, Fat Mike's here.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to like talk with him, and he's usually pretty nice in my dreams, which is weird. But he's always just kind of, like, I'm the only person that recognized him.
Oh, okay.
And so he's being really nice to me. That's usually, I don't know.
Dreams are weird.
Dreams are weird, but you also have to think about what they represent, right? And I think for me, Fat Mike represents punk rock.
Yeah.
Just in general, totally. Like he is the quintessential kind of punk rocker.
Yeah.
So for
he's
some
like
reason,
he's one of the first. Like first punk rock musicians that like when I was younger and learning about the music, he's right. The first one that like was like an icon, like a visual sure. icon, like what
like
he looked
rememberable.
Like. What, yeah. And like,
yeah.
You know, especially cause they had like a few of their like funny songs, like Together on the Sand and all those ones and like Hot sure. Dog in a Hallway. Like those were sort of the ones that I associated him with. So he was like this character, I guess.
Yeah.
A character. And then
well, they
Ben
characterize themselves. What's the song where they each have their own little part and they're it's like Melvin can't sing.
Yeah.
Do
I know
what
the
I'm
song.
Talking about?
I know the song you're I talking know. About. Yeah.
I can't think of what it's called. It's probably no, it's not on Ribbed because Hefe was in it. Mm. But anyways, that was another song where they each have their own character kind of.
Yeah.
And so they were one of the bands, the only bands that I really knew kind of what they looked like and had an idea about them.
I was watching, my parents recorded this documentary for me. It's not a documentary, it's on one of their channels, and it was like a series just called Punk. And it was, you know, there was like an episode about like the 60s and an episode about the 70s. And then,
oh, was it like on Showtime maybe?
Maybe, yeah. And okay. I watched the specific one based out of like the early 90s and up, and it was like it had Bad Religion, Offspring, Green Day, NoFX. It had like all the guys being interviewed, and it yeah. talked about like Offspring, you know, quote, selling out and being one of the first bands to really make it big with
yeah.
like a studio album. And Fat Mike was on there, and all these different artists being interviewed. And Fat Mike, my parents were watching it with me, and Mike had like a dress on and all this stuff, and it created all this really good conversation to talk about them. But yeah, he's still, you're right, that iconic character of quintessential a punk rocker, I guess. I actually had a friend go to see a NoFX show in early high school before I ever even got to go to a show. Mm-hmm. She was older than me. She took her camera and she took like actual photographs printed off at the drugstore. And I carried this little like wallet size cutout picture photograph of Fat Mike in my wallet for like 3 years.
Yeah. of the whole band or
no,
literally
just, Mike.
Just him?
Just Mike. Yeah. I know.
Because he was kind of quintessential punk rock?
Yeah. Like I was never okay. like a romantic type crush or anything, but because okay. I think she had actually got to see the band live. And I had never seen a band live,
oh,
and it was
so
like
a real picture.
It was like a real photograph of him on stage okay. that she took. Yeah. I think she was in Quebec, actually. I think she went to a show in Quebec.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I like cut it to the size of my wallet, and I carried it around in my wallet for like a really long time. My blue, sparkly, vinyl wallet on a chain.
Oh, that's amazing. I can so picture that.
Yeah. So
oh, that's really funny.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Yeah.
Yeah. I've met Mike like very briefly a couple times just at the backstage of shows, and he's always nice, but busy and doesn't want anything to do with anybody, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
But it did bum me out once. I went to a NoFX show, and then my friend and I went out for a beer afterwards to a bar across the street. It was down in the Fenway part of Boston. Mm-hmm. And I think it was at House of Blues. The actual show was at House of Blues. And then across the street is Fenway Park. And there's a bar where you can see right into Fenway Stadium.
Oh, wow.
So we went there. Yeah, it was really cool. So we went there for a beer. And then in walks Fat Mike with Soma. and he was with Soma at the time and a bunch of other people. And then my friend went over to try to say hi, because we had just gone to the show and we were just like, oh my God, Fat Mike's sitting, like he just walked into this empty bar and kind of sat down next to us. And my friend went over to try to say hi to him, and Fat Mike kind of dissed him, like didn't want to say hi or whatever. Right. And that was a real bummer. Like, but I think in hindsight, it's happened to me just a couple times where I've seen it happen from the other side, where the person's in the middle of some sort of conversation or in the middle of doing something, or honestly, they could be really fucked up or whatever it is, and someone tries to come over and say hi and they're just not feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's a total bummer, but at the same time, they are human.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I get it. I, like, I think I've said on here quite a few times how much I listen to the Dax Shepard podcast, and
yeah,
Dax always talks about like that part of being a celebrity and people coming up to you and how it's part of your job to be appreciative of those people. But at the same time, sometimes you just fucking can't. And it's always an interesting reminder, because sometimes we just look at these people as what they produce, like their art or their music or their, you know, their craft. And you have to sort of definitely remember, like, they probably had a really, maybe that girl, maybe she has her period and she feels like shit and had a fight with her mom on the phone, you know, like, right. Or like that shit happens to everybody. So.
Right. And also Mike doesn't hide who he is. He's yeah. just, you know, he's like, yeah, I do my thing. I do my yeah. shit, and I don't really want to be bothered when I don't want to be bothered. And I think he has a really good, I think he takes care of the people like on Fat Records and the bands that he likes. I know Bomb Pops and Bad Cop both adore him. Mm-hmm. And he's done a lot for them, you know? So I think he has this really caring side, but I think in public, he doesn't always want to be bothered, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, definitely. And they've been doing it surprising. For a long time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't want to be bothered in public, and I'm not famous.
Right.
There's been times, and it's different again, small town. Like, it's impossible to go to the grocery store here and not talk to 500 people. Like,
oh, right. Yeah, I can't imagine
it's
that.
So it could be so frustrating. So I currently live in the town that, like, my town and the town I grew up in are about 30 minutes apart. And we were sort of rival towns. And so, when we're in that town that I grew up in, the grocery store is like a big social event for me, but here people don't know me, and even though it's a half an hour away. And so it's really funny, because my guy and I, we both want to go to the grocery stores in the opposite towns.
Oh, right.
So, right, so we don't know people. So like the other day we were in the other town, my hometown, and I had to literally run into the grocery store and get one thing, and it took me 25 minutes. And I came out to the car and he was like, what the fuck? And oh, I was like, no. I couldn't go in there. I was like, everybody wants to talk. It's so hard. Right. So that's sometimes I like put in my headphones, even though they're not attached to anything, and just pretend I'm listening to stuff. So right, people don't talk.
Or you're on a phone call or something.
Yep.
That's what I would do.
So
yeah,
I don't want to be bothered, period.
Yeah. I've always been able to be kind of anonymous, which is nice.
Yeah. Not here.
I know. I can't imagine.
Not here. It's crazy. It's very interesting. Like, like my kid goes to school with the kids of the people I grew up with.
Right. That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I still see my high school teachers in the grocery store, all that kind of stuff.
I would just be like, I would just see that kid and just be like, I saw your mom give someone a blowjob at a house party in 1997.
There has been so many of those situations. I am not kidding. Oh, now can you hear my dog barking now?
Yeah.
There has been numerous of those situations.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, definitely.
Now you have to keep the dog down because the baby's sleeping.
Yeah, I think I just heard the baby too.
But you know what? We've been chatting enough about all this depressing shit. We can kind of get right to the interview.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. I know.
So to totally switch topics.
Yes. The interview is going to be good.
It's going to be fun. It's really funny. I love Masked Intruder. They're awesome.
I wish that I could have done this interview with you, because I think this is a pretty cool one.
It's fun. Did you see them? I can't remember.
I did see them. I saw them play in Whistler when I lived in Whistler. They played with Strung Out.
Oh, okay.
Weird enough.
They're fun. I like their whole concept and everything. And I've had the great pleasure of knowing them in real life and kind of getting to know their personalities, their stage personas too.
Yeah.
It's just a fun, I don't know. Oh, is that the baby?
Yeah. Can you hear him?
So this interview is with Intruder Purple, and she basically took over for Intruder Yellow. And I think it's really cool that they replaced the dude with a girl.
Amazing.
Yeah. I think that was a good move.
I think not a lot of people know about this either. So I think that's super exciting. And like, what a cool addition to women in punk rock.
Exactly.
So was she in character for this whole interview?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. This is going to be so
good. Yes. Yeah, it is really good. And I do want to give a plug. We do talk about it in the interview, but there's a new shirt that Chaos Merch is doing, and she did it with Lynn of Bad Cop, Bad Cop, and it says Bassists Against Racists.
Oh, this is so cool, this shirt. Yes.
And then, so Intruder Purple just has one now that says Bassists Against Racists, and they're raising money for different Black Lives Matter organizations. And so I think there's still time to order that shirt and go on Chaos Merch and get that shit ordered, because it's a fun shirt and it's for a good cause.
We'll put the link on our Instagram when we advertise this podcast.
Good idea.
Okay.
Yes. I'll let you get to the baby.
Yeah. Can you still hear him? My baby doesn't cry. He's great that way, but he yells a lot. So
yeah, I love that he has those lungs on him, and he wants to talk. Like, he has important things to say.
He does. He's like, Mom, boobs now.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm glad we found the time between the chicken coop and COVID and all the horrible things in the world. And this is going to be a great interview to up the positivity of the intro to it.
Yeah, exactly. And she picked a couple songs for the end. So we'll play a couple Masked Intruder songs at the end of this podcast. So everyone stay tuned for Intruder Purple, and be sure to subscribe to us and give us a rating on iTunes and follow us on all of our social media platforms.
Sounds good. Have a good day. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Hey, this is Kristen with Mabel Syndrome, and I'm here with Intruder Purple. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm getting really tired of this quarantine stuff.
Yeah, you and me both.
Yeah, it's brutal. Ooh. You're in California, is that right?
Allegedly, for the moment.
Yeah. Okay, don't want to let people know, like, too much about where you are.
I mean, I do tend to move around a lot, you know, just kind of keep, you know, authorities on the toes or whatever, if anybody happens to be looking. But I haven't really done nothing in a while, so I don't think anybody's looking right now.
Oh, that's good. Do you feel, is it because of COVID or because of quarantine you've been on the down low?
Yeah, more or less, you know, just because they tell you not to get too close to people. And that's hard to do when everybody's at home all the time.
So, right. Unless you were to break into homes?
What's that?
Unless you were to break into homes, I guess.
Well, I mean, yeah, like if I were to do that and I would like go into somebody's house, the problem is like everybody's at home. So normally, you know, the houses will be open and it would be a lot easier for me to like see kind of what kind of stuff they have. But everybody's there. So it's kind of hard to look at what kind of stuff they have when they're watching me do it.
Right. What's your favorite thing you've ever stolen?
That's kind of an interesting word. I mean, I have found some really cool stuff, you know, like a computer once or like, you know, like bases are pretty cool to find, you know, when that happens.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a
good one. When you walk in and someone's got like a really cool base and, you know, it's just sitting there. So it's like they're not using it. So like if I can use it, you know, I'm just giving it a good home. That's all.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Tell me a little bit about how you joined the band. Like, I think Yellow is in prison. Is that right?
Yeah, unfortunately, Yellow's in prison. You know, I've done some jobs with the guys, like, back in the day. And, you know, I was coming out, yellow was going in. The guys were like, oh, look at that. You're already wearing ski mask and stuff. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, so you could play the bass. We need one of those because, you know, yellow might be gone for a while. And so they were like, what do you think? You want to come in and do some jobs with us? So that's basically what happened. I just kind of high-fived yellow and then started playing bass for him.
Right on. And did it take you a while to learn the songs?
No, not really. They kind of told me like 2 days before I knew I was doing it. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's really actually, you got to learn them pretty quickly.
Yeah. A lot of it was on stage, if you could imagine.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine that. Were you wearing purple ski masks before you joined the band or did you switch up your color?
Well, when I started, I was wearing a black one just because, you know, mm-hmm. those are super easy to find. And then, you know, after a little bit of time with the dudes, I earned my colors. So then I got to be purple, which made sense because they were already calling me purple.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Did you have to do anything in particular to earn your color or just time?
Just not like fuck up on stage real bad, basically. Okay. Or get caught, you know.
Right. Are the rest of the guys kind of equal or is there a leader of the band?
Blue kind of, he's a little more of a leader, if you could call it that, but we're all pretty even. You know, we all kind of do our part.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys worried that someone else could go to prison? Like, what happens if you lose another member?
We just try real hard not to get caught, you know, and especially, I think we got a pretty good team dynamic going. We like to do things together. So that way we're kind of all accountable for everything at all times. Mm-hmm. But, you know, every now and then we do like to do a job by ourselves, especially because we're all like, we're kind of spread out all over the place at the moment. But mm-hmm. mostly we do things together. So, you know, like we'll go down together, we'll make sure like one person's watching when something's happening or like, you know, like one person does one thing, another person does another thing just to make sure, you know, like try to keep it as safe as possible.
That makes sense. Did you have a hard time deciding if you were going to join or not? Or was it just kind of a given? Like you were stoked to be asked and.
I mean, decide. Yeah, for the most part, I was just like, oh, cool. I could like actually play some music and like hang out with some cool dudes. So I was just kind of like, yeah, all right, let's go.
Yeah. Are there pros and cons though to being in a band with all dudes and punk rock? I mean, there are a lot of females, but it's mostly dudes, right? So are there pros and cons to touring with your own band of guys and then also other bands that are all guys?
You know, sometimes you just want like some women around, you know, especially because like my dudes are real bad with ladies. I don't know if you know that or not, but they're like real bad at actually like getting dates and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, I mean, I'm trying to help them as best as I can, but yeah, sometimes they're, that's kind of a problem. They're not the best wingmen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, what kind of advice have you given them?
You know, they were just trying to ask like, you know, like purple, like how you get the ladies, how does it work? Like what's going on? And I told them, you know, when women talk, like you gotta just listen to them, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that goes a long way. And, you know, I was like, maybe stop showing up, you know, like if a girl calls the cops on you, like more than twice, like you should probably stop going there. Mm-hmm. Like maybe we move on to somebody else at that point. See if somebody else is more willing to say yes to a date.
That's really good advice.
Yeah.
Do you think they're taking it? Do you think they take it in?
It seems like they're doing a little bit better. Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say so. Cool.
That's great. I assume you miss touring quite a bit.
Yeah, that's like the best thing in the world.
Touring is?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite rest stop snack?
Rest stop snack. See, this is a kind of a problem because like I can't eat a bunch of stuff. Like my stomach's kind of like broken in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So like my favorite is like if we find like a Taco Bell, those are the best. Or like.
That doesn't hurt your stomach?
What's that?
That doesn't hurt your stomach?
Well, see, they got like all the cool stuff. I don't have to have like all the meat and cheese and stuff because like I'm basically like almost vegan.
Oh, okay.
And like Taco Bell is like real cool for vegan stuff.
Oh, it's because they make tacos and stuff with beans and.
Yeah, exactly. You could pretty much like switch out whatever you want. And then you just get tacos all the time. It's awesome.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Do the other guys like Taco Bell?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We like going there a lot.
Awesome. So that's better than rest stop food.
I don't know. Yeah. Like rest stops, they're not like super friendly for like eating vegan stuff like that. So sometimes it's a problem. But. Me and Red really drink a lot of coffee. So like if I can't get food, I'll just get one of those.
Oh, cool. Does that help you? Do you drink alcohol also?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So coffee, alcohol, and Taco Bell.
Basically, yeah. Breakfast
Yeah, I like that. All at the same time. That would be fun.
I mean, sometimes, depending on like how our day's going, yeah.
What's your favorite city to tour, or what's been a particularly fun city to tour?
Particularly fun? You know, honestly, it's not such a city, but like we have a real good time in Canada. We got like a bunch of friends up there, and they always put on like really cool shows for us. And then like we have some cool after parties and stuff.
Oh, nice. So,
pretty much Canada, particularly like London. We got some real cool friends up there. What else? Let's see. California is always real cool because we got like a bunch of bands and stuff that we know, that like a bunch of people that friends that are out here. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
do you stay with friends on the road? Like, are you like trying to shack up at people's houses as best you can and save money on hotels and stuff?
I mean, yeah, sometimes if they're cool with like, you know, harboring potential fugitives or whatever, they're super cool. They got a bunch of space because there's usually like, you know, there's kind of a few of us. So if they got the space for it, then yeah, definitely we'll take it sometimes. But yeah, sometimes we got to like move real quick, or we like to have our own little party somewhere. So we'll go do like a hotel or something like that.
Right, right. There's a lot of political stuff around cops right now. You know, like all cops are bad, all cops are bastards. Like, is Bradford cool, or are you guys not cool with him?
Well, I mean, it's never fun having somebody supervise you like 24/7. But mm-hmm. I would say that like Bradford's an asshole, but he's not like that kind of asshole. Like, he's actually a pretty cool dude as far as like helping some good, you know, some good stuff. He's been doing a lot for charity lately, which I think is real cool. And he's like super down with like Black Lives Matter, which is real cool. And as far as I know, he's never killed nobody. He's just a real cool dude. He likes beating up on us, but that's because we give him a hard time all the time.
Yeah. That's cool. He seems like a cool guy.
Yeah, he's always going to be an asshole because he is our supervisor. But I mean, at the same point, he's a good dude. He's really a good dude.
Yeah, that's awesome. What's going on with like songwriting? Are you guys writing any new songs? Any talk about a new album or anything like that?
You know, we're doing a little bit of stuff here and there. I've been doing some collaborations with some people, just doing some silly covers for fun. Or just like doing some cool stuff.
Did a cover with my friend Mikey and his uke.
Yeah. We did one of those. That was real fun.
Yeah. And what else have you done?
I've been playing with some dudes here in like California. We've been talking about doing some stuff. Just kind of like hanging out, playing some like little silly stuff. Nothing too serious. Some of the dudes are like, we're kind of looking into stuff, trying to figure out what the future looks like. But I think for the most part, we're all just kind of like, you know, just holding up, trying to see what we can do to get through this stuff.
Right. If you did do an album with Masked Intruder, it would be the first one that you were able to contribute to, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Cool. So have you sent the guys some ideas and just general things?
We talk here and there. There might be some stuff on the horizon. We're still, like I said, we're just kind of trying to figure out this quarantine stuff. It's kind of weird because especially we're all in like different places right now.
Yeah, it's super weird. You've also worked a little bit with Punk Rock Saves Lives.
Yeah. Rob and Tina, real good friends of mine.
Yeah, they're amazing people.
Yeah, they really are.
I just saw that they both are sick right now.
Yeah, I know. Did you see that? I did, yeah. It's such a bummer. I mean, they're such good people. I really hope they come out of it, like, you know, better, you know, just healthy and great. Like, I'm waiting to see that happen. I'm real excited for them to be on the other side of this thing.
Yeah, me too. I want them to get better. Do you have anything in the works with them, or do you just kind of help out when they need something?
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm kind of waiting in the wings for them. Anytime I can help, I definitely jump in. I try to do what I can. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard much about like some super outreach stuff currently, just with a bunch of stuff. But I jumped on one of the PMA sessions a couple months ago now.
Those were great.
That was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, Riley's a friend of mine too. So, yeah, oh, that's awesome. I didn't see. I'll have to go back and watch that one.
Yeah, it was real cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then you're also working on the Basis Against Racist shirts.
Yeah. We just released it this week. I was real excited about it. Partnered up with, you know, like Chaos Merch with Gabby Chaos and Zombie Teeth. That stuff was real cool. And Lynn from Bad Cop, she got on that with me, and we got to like. I didn't design the shirt. I got to give that's credit to everybody else. They made like a real cool design. It just has my face on it, which I thought was real cool.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I'm stoked to be able to help somehow. So
I saw that they donated quite a bit of money to Black Lives Matter movements.
Yeah, yeah. All the proceeds go right to Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. And I want to tell our listeners, too, I think they can go on Chaos Merch, the Instagram or website. I'm sure there's a link in her bio on Instagram to get one of those shirts. It's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. And there's links connected on my profile as well. So you can jump on and True to Purple, and it's got all the information you need to get you to where you can get that shirt.
Now, you're doing so many good things. Is some of this like community service, like from probation, or is it just you just want to do these nice things?
Well, I mean, a little bit. I learned kind of what some of the sources were through, like, you know, probation work and stuff like that, community service over the years. But I mean, generally speaking, I just like helping out because, you know, like punk rock and communities have been so good. And it's like, you know, obviously I had to like grow up places. So like those places are cool to help out. And it's just it feels good to give back, you know, because like so many people have, you know, given or like I've taken stuff. So it's just good to be able to do what I can to like help other people out.
That's awesome. And I know you've toured with the Bomb Pops before and did that series of kind of little short videos with them and different things. And I was curious if you've – those, you know how the Bomb Pops do the sliding into the DMs videos? Yeah. Has a woman or anybody, I guess, slid into your DMs and kind of talked to you that way?
You know, no. I've kind of been, you know, I guess a little lucky in the sense that nobody really comes at me too much. I mean, I do get like I get some nice comments here and there, and I get some silly ones, and especially some more what would you say? I guess some less nice ones, especially on the band page specifically. But like, nobody signed in my DMs.
Oh no, you get not nice comments?
Well, I don't think they're very nice. Maybe they mean them complimentary, but you know, I mean, there's definitely ways to speak to a lady, and then some of them are not the way.
Right. And you've been open that you do you date exclusively women?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Are you dating anyone right now?
You know, yeah, I might be.
All right. but that sounds like not a closed ended. So maybe.
Maybe.
You might be interested.
Oh, definitely interested, yeah. But yeah.
Always interested, I imagine.
Oh yeah, always.
Yeah. Cool. And aren't the Bomb Pops awesome?
Yeah, they are. They are. You know, they call a lot. And, but I mean, you know, that's not always a problem.
So. Like Jen and Polly call you a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. For any particular reason?
Well, you know, after that last tour, we got a little cozy. So now they hit me up sometimes.
Yeah. Is that cool? I mean, that must feel good. Like that must... It's nice that they want to call you all the time.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty nice. You know, I guess I can't complain too much.
Yeah, and all you got to do is listen to them.
Yeah, that's true.
Just listen to the ladies and they'll like you.
That's true.
Yeah, so you must be, I bet you're really good at listening then because the ladies seem to like you.
You know, I would imagine so, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then I just have a couple last questions about, like, it's kind of like an either or, like which would you choose out of these two things? So okay. You down to do that?
Yeah.
All right. So would you be more interested in stealing a car or stealing a wallet?
Ooh.
I mean, hypothetically.
Hypothetically, right. You know, I'll probably go for the wallet. I'll probably go for the wallet because, like, a car is kind of hard. It's difficult to hide. So it's like once you got it, you got to commit, like, right away.
Whereas, yeah.
Like, the wallet, if I get nervous or, like, something's going on or somebody might see it, I could just drop it and pretend like, oh, I don't know how that got there. You know, a car I can't just shove in my pocket.
Right. So, it's definitely more obvious.
Oh, how did I get here? Oh, no.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you like cats or dogs?
Ooh, I like both.
Do you have cats or dogs?
I got some cats here where I'm hanging out right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. I got a couple of them. They're pretty cute.
Yeah. Awesome. And are you more into tattoos or piercings?
Definitely. I got a bit of both, but I definitely think I like tattoos more.
Okay.
I think so. And yeah.
What's the last tattoo you got?
I just started some cool stuff. I got like my knife on my arm that I just got. That's real cool. So that like I could show people, you know, it's like my favorite work tool. So that way, like, it's just on me at all times. So sometimes I can like use it to sneak up on people if they're not paying attention. They think it's an actual knife.
Oh.
And then that way I don't got to carry nothing. And then I just roll down my sleeve and it's like I didn't do nothing.
Right, right. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Do you have plans for another one?
Yeah, I want like a bunch of stuff. It's just time and then like healing takes forever. So it's like I just got to make sure that I got time to like hang out. You know what I mean?
True. Yeah, for sure. Do you have other jobs as well?
No.
Not right now?
No. Just, usually it's like, you know, the music thing and then like doing jobs with the dudes. And like right now, because of quarantine, like all of that's kind of on hold. So it's just like, I'm just kind of hanging out for a little bit.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for taking all this time. If there was a Masked Intruder song that we were going to play at the end of this episode, do you have a favorite one?
Ooh, I really like either, my favorites are like, How Do I Get to You or Crazy are two of them that I really like playing.
Ooh, I love that. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll probably play both of them.
Oh, tight. All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. This was really fun.
Yeah, it was. Thank you so much for having me.